Hi, and welcome to Passing By. I am your host, Lane Pass, and this will be our very first half-hour talk. I want to take a few minutes, a half-hour in fact, to express something that's been on my heart and upon my life for many years. Growing up, I always wanted to be someone inspiring or inspirational. I grew up with people inspiring and inspirational around me all my life. My dad, my pastor, my mom, my friends, my great-grandmother. And I always sort of wanted to be like them. But I always wanted to be the best at something. Well, you can't be the best if somebody else already is. And so I set out to seek and to find what I was the best at. It wasn't basketball. It wasn't singing. Some of my friends can attest to that. It wasn't other skills, though I am working on multiple things. Not to be the very best, but to be talented in the skills that I've trained to do. But the one thing that I always found out that I was the best at was being me. And so starting off this podcast, I promise to be me at all times. I'm not seeking to be anybody else. I'm not trying to be greater than anybody else. I want to be the very best me that I can be. And by doing so, I'm hoping that I can be inspirational and motivational enough that you can be inspired to be the greatest you can be as well. Now, I'm not going to make this all about me, because the reason I do these podcasts, especially starting off with it, is to be there for you. This podcast is made for you. And that is the goal of this entire podcast. Because time is passing by. And your moment is now. So let's begin. Now that you're here, all focused in and tuned in to what I have to say, let me paint a picture in your mind, a simple narrative, allowing for me to better express the points that I have to come across. You're a college student, and school just got out, and the summer's hit, and you now have 2.5 months to make an impact where you are before you go back to college. I'm not saying the impactfulness stops when you go back to school, but more the level and location changes when you go back to school. So you're a college student, and you have a list of things that you want to accomplish this summer. Maybe go visit friends. Maybe buy a new vehicle. Maybe reach out to some friends that you haven't talked to in a long time. For me, I want to make an impact in my church, in the youth group that I have around me, in the friends that I have, the people that don't go to church with me anymore. I think that church is necessary, and I promise to be honest with this podcast, so I'm going to at every point. I think church is necessary and that everybody needs to go. And that doesn't necessarily mean my church, but a church who teaches truth, and that's everything in the Bible. Not cutting it out, not cutting any corners. Everything in the Word of God is true. And so, you need to find a church that teaches that. I believe that's 100% necessary and a requirement. And so my purposeful goal this summer is to see 5 people come back into the church. Whether or not that happens doesn't necessarily depend on me, because I can't force anybody to go to church. But that is a goal that I've set for myself. And this information goes across all boards. Anybody can learn from this. An entrepreneur or a churchgoer or a teacher, anybody can learn from this. So this isn't just secluded to apostolic believing people. This is for everybody. Yes, I'm apostolic. You set a goal. How do you achieve that goal? You achieve it by being motivated enough to do it. And that's true. Anybody can say that. But are you willing to put forth the effort to get it done? You go to work because you have to. But you don't change the world unless you want to. anybody can just walk into a room and say something nice, but who's going to say the words that change the world? Because it has to be you. And it doesn't have to be an eloquent opinion or something great that everybody believes. Because I could walk into a room and be like, everybody's great, everybody's going to live forever, we're all going to be happy. But that just sounds good to the ear. That doesn't really impact anybody. I mean, on occasion you can say something that's meaningful to somebody, and it might impact their life for a day or two. But when it comes down to it, these have to be life-impacting moments. And the greatest way to get to those moments is by starting off on the base level, which is consistency. Now, I believe that the foundation of life is God. And so, to have that strong foundation, you have to be consistent with Him. You have to talk to Him, which is prayer. You have to read your Bible. And these are daily things. Not everybody does these things daily, but I think that they're necessary. Obviously, don't do it because I said so. But just do some digging and deep seeking and find out what you think is necessary. Because I can say whatever, but until you believe it, it doesn't come true for you. So, moving forward, anybody can do something consistent. Anybody. It's like making a bed. You lay in that bed every single day, it gets messy, sure. But until you make it, it won't look nice. And same goes with your life. You're going to live this life every single day. But until you make changes, your life will stay the same. Never getting better. Hopefully not getting worse. But you will just stay the same. And so the best place to start off is by starting something consistent every day. Like for Christian people, start reading your Bible every day. Talking to God every day. Start being nicer to somebody at your work every day. These may not impact everybody else too well. But it'll impact you. And how do you change the world? By changing you. I don't think you need to make yourself try and look prettier with makeup. Or by wearing something super fancy and ridiculous. It's not about the attention. It's not about what you perceive yourself to be. It's what you make yourself be. Change myself? Well, I don't really want to do that. Well, then you'll stay the same. But if you want to do something completely different, something impactful, you have to take the steps to do so. Anybody can live an ordinary life. Yes, we're all different. But if you don't do something impactful, if you don't do something life-changing, everybody will just walk by. Everybody will just pass by you and never really be impacted by you. Nothing will change. Do you know how great children are raised? Great parents. You know how great men happen? They learned. They grew. They appreciated what they had. We all don't have the same amount of things. Some people might be very rich and some might be very poor. But everybody can choose to make an impact. Every place that you go to is a place that you have access to, a place that you can impact. Oh, well, I only go to school. For us, we have P7 clubs, getting people and teaching them about God, winning souls. At work, you have access to people that you can literally make their day 10 times better. People go to work with the biggest amounts of stress, things that you couldn't even imagine that they're going through. And by you just being kind to them, could change their life. And no, just being nice to them once might not do anything. But being nice every day, even when they're being awful to you. And I know that's asking a lot, of course, but if you choose to do something consistently, to do something amazing, like impact one person, you will change the world. A great friend of mine once told me there was this little boy walking down a beach, and he kept finding starfish on the beach, and so he'd throw one in. And a man walked up to him. He's like, "You know that the ocean's just going to wash them all back up. You're not really doing anything. You're not really doing anything great." And the little boy picked up another starfish and looked at it. And he threw it back in the ocean. He's like, "I may not change all of them. I may not get every starfish. But I impacted that one." And it's true. We don't start with the whole ocean. We start with one. And yes, in a certain setting, you may be able to impact three or four people. But usually those settings are thousands of people that you're working with. And I know it sounds daunting. Oh, I'm only changing three or four lives out of 1,000. But then they go on and impact lives. It all depends on how motivational you want to be. Your only chance shouldn't be when you raise your kids. Your chances should be when you go to work, when you go to school, when you meet that person on the street. Every moment is your moment. Your moment is now. And yes, that is sort of the theme of this podcast. And I might repeat it many times. But time is passing by. Right now is the oldest you've ever been and the youngest you will ever be. You have the choice to live and to make an impact or to just ride this bus to the end. The end is the rapture and the end is the end of this world. You decide when your end is. And people might be like, "Oh, well, that's not true, because the end is the rapture, and the end is when the world ends." But your life kind of ends when you stop making changes. And I'm not saying you need to change everything every day, because you might have a great way of raising your kids, and you might have a great way of studying, and you might have a great life. I'm not saying change those things. I'm saying change how you reach this world. Change how you make an impact. Because you're not going to witness to everybody. You're not going to change everybody by just door knocking. Everybody can door knock. Everybody. But not everybody is one that way. And so you have to find the next thing. Oh, be their friend at work. Be their friend at school. Or the next thing. Oh, add them on Facebook and post something inspirational or a couple Bible verses. Or just message them, "Hey, God loves you and I care about you and I love you." Those moments may not be meaningful to you. Anybody could send that to you. But it could be meaningful to somebody else. You don't get to decide how other people are impacted. You just get to be the tool to impact people. Because God's going to do it all, not you. You just have to be willing to be used. We are all equipped with different skills and tools that each of us have been given. Yes, we might have skills in common, like you might be good at speaking to people and I might be good at speaking to people. Or you might be good at playing music and musically talented, and I might be good at being nice to people. And that doesn't mean only be musically talented and not be nice to people. I'm saying that sometimes certain ways are better used by different people. So don't get discouraged if some way doesn't work for you. If you can't make an impact at your school, that's fine. But you won't know until you try. "Oh, that's not for me." You don't know. You haven't tried yet. Now, some ideas aren't the greatest. I wouldn't jump off the roof holding an umbrella. I wouldn't fly. So you got to make sure that you're equipped with the right tools and you're not just diving into something that you are unaware about. But if you take the time to invest in it, to learn about it, and to be a part of it, that is how you're going to learn. It might not work for you, but you can learn from it. People can learn something and not be good at it themselves, but be able to teach other people about it. I'm not the greatest singer, but I know when something's off. People have an instinct. People understand. People know. And they don't know everything, but if you're willing to learn, you will reach new levels that you've never been at before. If you're willing to seek something. My great-grandmother told me that every time she's read the Bible, she's received something different from it. She's read the Bible since she was 16. That's a lot of Bible readings. And getting something every single time you read it, you don't always get everything the first time you do it. So keep seeking, keep learning, keep growing. You haven't reached your limit yet. You decide your limit. Did you know that your brain is equipped to play 3,000 hours of video? 3,000 hours, that's how much space we have. That is amazing. That is tons of storage. And that's HD video. I know I'm getting a little off topic, but it's because I'm excited. I'm excited for you and the opportunities that you will get to have. You may get to have opportunities that I will never get to have. And that's great. Instead of showing jealousy and being envious of the people around you, you should be excited for them. Happy that they're doing something that they love, that they enjoy, and something impactful. You don't need to be like them. You need to be you. You need to be the best you. So instead of just looking at everybody else, look in the mirror. See who you want to be. Envision it. And take the steps toward it. You don't get up a mountain unless you leave the valley. You can't make it to the top unless you take the steps upward. So instead of standing in the valley looking at everybody else on their mountains, you need to start climbing yours. You need to equip yourself to be on that mountain. Because when you get to the top, there's not going to be much oxygen. There's not going to be much air, much food. And so you have to equip yourself. You have to train yourself or bring an air mask. You have to bring food. You have to take the steps. If you go to the top of Mount Everest in the first try, you will die. But if you take breaks on your way up, if you condition yourself, if you take the storms, and you work your way to the top, you will succeed. And you will come back a champion. And life is the same way. If you don't condition yourself, when there's ridiculers and people who don't want you to achieve your dreams, you'll fall apart. If you don't take the steps to be prepared when somebody calls on you, you will miss that opportunity. You're supposed to be equipped for the opportunities that you get. And if you aren't, you'll miss it. It'll go to somebody else. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but you're missing out on something great. Because you weren't prepared. You have a limited amount of time. And life gets shorter every step that you go. So why waste it on 10 hours of TV? Why waste it trying to look good for everybody else? Why waste it looking in the mirror and seeing the imperfections? And instead choosing to see how perfect you are. And I'm not saying everybody's perfect. I'm saying that God made you perfectly. And you are the way that He chose you to be. So you be you. As we get closer to the end, I want you to know that I'm not ridiculing anybody. I'm not tearing anybody down. That's not my goal of this. My goal is to tell you that you're great. You're amazing. You are one of the greatest things that's ever been made. Aw, he's so sweet. I'm not saying that to tickle your ear and make you happy. I'm saying that because you need to understand that, that you are made perfectly by God. And so the greatest steps that you could take are being consistent. Pick something to be more consistent in. Your relationship with God. People that you care about. The life that you have. Choose to do something great every day. Brushing your teeth would be wise. Just saying. But also just be kind to everybody. And if you can't be kind to everybody right now, just choose one person to be kind to. It's a good start. This life is all we have. This is the only life that we get. And you get to choose exactly what you want to do with your life. Yes, there are some rules and stipulations. But if you follow those rules and guidelines, you really can do whatever you want. And so my suggestion, my idea, is that every single one of us do something different, something amazing. And not to ridicule or tear anybody else down, but to lift each other up. Be excited for each other. Be looking forward to the future, the life that we get, the access that we have. Because if we all take the steps to do something amazing, we can change the world together. This is the only earth that we get. I'm sorry for you believers that we're going to Mars, but it ain't happening. This is our only chance. And you can either decide to go up that mountain, to conquer all, and to do something amazing. Or you can just mope in your chair and do nothing. And yes, there's a time for rest. Everybody needs to sleep. Even God rested on the seventh day. But God worked six other days, focusing on what he needed to accomplish, what he desired to happen, and it happened. No, I'm not anywhere close to as motivational as God. That's for sure. But shouldn't we take note that he did something great every single day? What's stopping you? What's stopping you from achieving your goals? It's not your friends. It's not your family. It's not your job. I don't care if you work 40 to 60 hours a week. You still got 108 to 128 after that. So what are you doing? College students, you can't just learn and get a degree and then work a job that kills you. Now, I'm not saying that job's going to kill you, but you work it till you're old and then you die. That sounds awful morbid, but it's part of the point. You don't just do things in vain. Your life is your life. You have to be willing to do something great. There's a point to all of this. And it's you. You can be the thing that makes everybody's lives greater. You can be the thing that changes this world. And I'm not saying you're going to just walk into the field one day and change everything. It takes time. But you have to start somewhere. You have to start right here where you're at right now. Your age doesn't matter. Where you're at in life doesn't matter. Who you're with in life doesn't matter. You just have to start. And then after you begin it, because everybody can start a goal, and a lot of inconsistent people drop off the end and never finish it. You have to be the consistent one. You have to be the impactful one. You can't just wait for somebody else to do something great. Oh, I'm waiting for somebody else to come out with the next greatest phone. I'm waiting for somebody else to invent the next greatest restaurant that I can get the best, most delicious wings. Which wings are amazing. Anyways, you can't just wait for those things to happen. Steve Jobs didn't wait for the next greatest phone. He made it. He started it. And so you can't wait for the next greatest person. You have to be the next greatest person. You have to start the process.
and then the people around you will see it. Oh, my friend, he just changed the world. He chose to do something that nobody else was doing. I want to be like that. What am I good at? Oh, I'm good at this. Do it. Exceed in it. Be the most amazing in it. You've got it. It's in your hand. You just have to grasp it and never let go. Why would you let go of something that only you can have? And I'm not saying all opportunities are for singular people. But if you do it your way, it's something completely different than somebody else's way. If you do it the way that you desire it to be, yes, it might be synonymous to those around you. But it's you. You're a part of the mix. Your personality, the things that you love, the things that you want to be a part of, that all mixes in into your work. And so when it's part of you, it's the greatest. Because you get to put everything that you are into that work. And that's what makes an impact. You can be impactful by the work that you do, by the things that you love. You could be one of the greatest people, and people could read about you for the rest of their lives. But you won't get there unless you start. And I know I've been very repetitive, but this is the end of what I've had to say. Now, coming to this end, I know I've said a lot of things. I know I've been very clear on motivation and that you need to keep moving forward, that you need to be taking steps. And this wouldn't be meaningful at all unless I took steps. And so I, of course, am making steps to do more. I, of course, am doing more to make an impact. But I don't want to be the only person. If I am, that's fine. I don't care. But what I do care about, as long as other people are trying. Because if you don't make an impact, but you did your best to do so, you're still amazing out of it. You're still the greatest part of it. Because you don't have to do everything perfectly. Not every tool is perfect. But sometimes it's perfect for the job. I can't use a screwdriver to saw off a door. I don't know why that's the example that I chose, but you can use the screwdriver to unscrew the hinges. And so not all doorways are opened up right away. But sometimes when you reach that opportunity, the door opens because you've prepared. Because you've become equipped to handle what's on the other side of that door. You don't get to make it to the other side of that door unless you're prepared. So take the steps. Be equipped for it. And be the best you will be. This is Lane Pass, signing off. Your moment is now. Stay bold.